There are many aspects of our inherited historical record that appear troublesome. You could call them aberrations, inconsistencies, great moments of unreliability, and which throw many narratives that we take for granted and consider factual into sharp question. One area of Europe's history in particular nags at me. It has for a long time in a kind of instinctual way. And it concerns the subject of paganism and human sacrifice. Many of Europe's oldest pagan religions engaged in human sacrifice, we are told. And we are also told that it was Christianity which eventually civilized us. But don't you think it's a little odd and coincidental that not only did European pagans practice human sacrifice, but so too did the Native Americans? What are the odds of that? Two civilizations, thousands of miles apart, with no easy way of exchanging ideas and traditions, with so many barriers between them, both, at different times in history, come to the same conclusion, that human sacrifice was an important act. Weird, right? And guess what? And this is even more coincidental. It was also Christianity that eventually civilized the Native Americans as well. I find that quite outstanding. In fact, the ubiquity of religious human sacrifice, the way it was so widespread and common among pagan religions of all ethnicities and peoples, even when they were separated by thousands of miles, oceans, and different languages, is, if I am completely honest, quite outstanding. Is there something innate in us that gravitates towards human sacrifice? Or is it not as simple as that? And could there be something else at play with certain historical narratives? Let's take the Druids as an example. The Druids were the priestly religious leaders of the Celts, and we know next to almost nothing about them because they left no written accounts. We have nothing from them directly. And that's very significant. We derive our knowledge of the ancient Druids almost entirely from the casual mention of them by classical writers. But with a single exception, all the references to them were written after the Roman occupation of Gaul. This means that our other information comes directly or indirectly from Roman sources. We learn of the Druids from the Romans, and this is problematic because it was the Romans that conquered them and the rest of Celtic Gaul. The Romans were the winners, and the winner writes the history. The winner controls how future generations later perceive their enemy, an enemy that has now been defeated or conquered. The oldest detailed description of the Druids comes from Julius Caesar, who describes the many years he spent fighting the Celts and Germanic peoples of Gaul. And the section that outlines their human sacrificial practices is very interesting. It reads, "The whole nation of the Gauls is greatly devoted to ritual observances. And for that reason, those who are smitten with the more grievous maladies and who are engaged in the perils of battle either sacrifice human victims, employing the Druids as ministers for such sacrifices. They believe, in effect, that unless a man's life be paid, the majesty of the immortal gods may not be appeased, and in public as in private. Life they observe an ordinance of sacrifices of the same kind. Others use figures of immense size, whose limbs, woven out of twigs, they fill with living men and set on fire, and the men perish in a sheet of flame. They believe that the execution of those who have been caught in the act of theft or robbery or some crime is more pleasing to the immortal gods. But when the supply of such fails, they resort to the execution, even of the innocent." Gruesome stuff, right? You'll no doubt recognize the familiar Wicker Man trope towards the end of the passage. But again, the problem is, this is written by the man responsible for conquering the Celts and Druids. Can this really be classified as a reliable source? Is this actually a neutral, trustworthy account? We are learning about a people and their ritual practices here, not from their own hand, but from the perspective of those conquering them. And no matter what, the conqueror will always represent themselves as the civilizing, liberating force. It is also acknowledged among historians that although most contemporaries and subsequent historians considered the account truthful, 20th century historians have questioned the outlandish claims made in the work. Historian David Hennigy regards the entire account as clever propaganda, meant to boost Caesar's image, and suggests that it is of minimal historical accuracy. And yet, despite such questionable accuracy, this image still lingers in our collective consciousness when thinking of the Druids. Why? And what about the others who wrote about the Druids? Well, all other classical sources that come after Caesar and which discuss the Druids are not considered contemporary enough to be accurate. And really, when you look closely at these sources, they just reiterate and elaborate on Caesar's original passage. More and more, we find the emphasis falling on single items of Caesar's original statement, together with certain elaboration of the details of their ritual and divinations, seemingly introduced as examples of superstitious barbarism. The outstanding fact is that only once, in the account given by Caesar, are we vouchsafed any information about Druids and Druidism in the days of their power. All succeeding references to them belong to a period when their power was gone and when their organization was smashed. It's very interesting, isn't it, that despite not actually being eyewitnesses to the Druids when they were in power, despite not seeing them in action, these later accounts were very keen to elaborate on the sacrifice rituals of the Celtic priests, as if they wanted to keep emphasizing the message that the Druids were of a barbaric and uncivilized nature. How can we be certain that they didn't just kill criminals and not the innocent like Caesar suggests? Even more questionable is the claim that they did not keep written records. We also learn this from Caesar. How can we be certain that that is the truth? How can we say for certain they didn't have books? Because their subjugators say so. We have no choice but to believe the winner. But perhaps their libraries were destroyed. And yet, despite only having these biased, unreliable testimonies, the image of the Druids as dark magicians who engaged in horrific, Wicca human sacrifices still persist. And much of this has to do with Hollywood, which has for a long time, you could argue, willfully participated in demonizing and solidifying stereotypical and two-dimensional representations of ancient European pagan religions in the minds of the masses. This has been accomplished primarily through the genre of horror. There are no reliable accounts detailing the practices of the Druids, only fragments written by the people who conquered them. So why does this image persist in popular culture? The fact of the matter is, we know so very little about the Druids. They form a very opaque, hazy, distant memory in the story of Europe. A memory that was not even their own, but belonged to the Romans, and has since been propagated and further distorted. Because of this, the history of the Druids can be viewed as an almost completely lost European history. All these pictures you see, all these paintings, all the books of the 19th century onwards, the majority of this material does not originate from reliable historical records. They are either based on those early Roman writings, or they are the result of various Celtic revival movements that began around the 18th century. And these revival movements, despite their intentions, have actually added their fair share of confusion when it comes to our collective, popular understanding of the Druids. So much so that many of us now have an image of the Druids in our minds that is more fantasy and guesswork than actual historical fact. An example of this is the way many believe that the Druids worship the sun, as well as the solstices and equinoxes. There are even some neo-Druids today who participate in the worship of the sun. But it's all misconception. There are no references to a solar festival celebrated on the solstice in any document concerning the Celts. The Celtic festivals are well known. They always take place 40 days after a solstice or equinox, at the beginning of November, February, May, and August. We have no evidence that the Celts or Druids ever worshipped the sun in the way many may believe. Even the accounts we find of Druids in medieval Irish literature cannot be considered accurate. And this is because it is only after Ireland and Wales was Christianized that we start to find accounts of the Druids, with some again detailing and emphasizing sorcery and human sacrifice. These were all written by Christian monks in monasteries. When Druids are portrayed in early Irish sagas and saints' lives set in pre-Christian Ireland, they're usually given high social status. The evidence of the law texts, which were first written down in the 7th and 8th centuries, suggests that with the coming of Christianity, the role of the Druid in Irish society was rapidly reduced to that of a sorcerer. And of course the Christians would want to represent the Druids as nothing more than mere magicians or barbaric human sacrificers. For Christianity was the colonizing religion. It had to theologically assert its own superior morality over the former pagan religious social structure. If it didn't do this, Christianity would not have been able to gain and then keep power in Ireland. Again, this makes these medieval accounts unreliable. And it would be very naive to consider them absolute proof that the Druids were high magicians or evil human sacrificers. Furthermore, relying on archaeological evidence to support claims that the Druids engaged in human sacrifice is also not sufficient enough. Not only is archaeological evidence of any Druid-led human sacrifices almost non-existent, but even the practice of discovering skeletons in the ground and then retrospectively aligning them to a narrative written by conquerors is not, in my opinion, enough to prove that a society sacrificed humans. Imagine, if you will, a time in the future where Western Christian nations are conquered by another religious group. And this group, now in positions of power, seizes the former's historical record, destroys and begins to rewrite it in a less favorable way, wanting to assert the superiority of their own religion over the Christianity of their enemy. The group may write that the churches and cathedrals were temples where the Christians engaged in gruesome ritual human sacrifice. Years later, archaeologists may dig around these sites and find copious amounts of skeletons in the ground. The wooden burial coffins would have decomposed in the earth, and no headstones remain in the ground because the conquerors tore them up and recycled the stone for their own building projects. Finding such a large number of skeletons in the ground, these archaeologists may confirm that yes, indeed, churches were sites where the barbaric and uncivilized Christians participated in human sacrifice. It's an extreme and unlikely hypothetical, but it's not impossible, and I think you get my point. But also, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that pre-Christian human sacrifice was not a reality. I think the practice did indeed exist among some groups. I don't believe for one second that human sacrifice is an entirely fabricated history. Ritual killings and human sacrifice still continue today in certain areas of sub-Saharan Africa. It is obvious that these are practices that go back centuries. And it does make you think that perhaps there is indeed something innate in humans that led them to rituals pertaining to sacrifice. But the point I'm trying to make is that we cannot be sure when it comes to the history of the Druids. and we have more reason to doubt these unreliable accounts from the Romans and Christian monks than to believe them. My point is that the history of the Druids is an almost completely lost European history. It is a branch that has been severed from its roots. And that's what can happen when you're conquered and forced to assimilate into the winner's way of life. You can lose your true history. So what do you think? Does the widespread presence of human sacrifice in our history mean that there is something innate in humanity that leads us to this practice? Should we accept the writings of the Romans and Christian monks, or did they smear and pollute our very delicate and almost non-existent memory of one of Europe's key histories on purpose? Did the Druids actually participate in human sacrifice, or were the winners asserting their will to power by rewriting history? And has the Hollywood mega complex deliberately continued to propagate unreliable information in order to keep tarnishing our memory of the Druids, or are filmmakers just seizing upon the opportunity to make great entertaining movies? No matter what your stance is, one thing is certain. The history of the Druids is an almost entirely lost one and cannot be recovered. And at the end of the day, we can only wonder.